The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You may have seen this new commercial from Mattel. It sounds like this.
Together, we can keep toys in play and give them new life. With Mattel Playback, fun comes full circle.
What is it? Like, when you see a kid laugh, it makes you so happy and brings so much joy. But then when you really listen...
Sounds a little crazy.
Right, like they're
sounds a little
like
maniacal. like the villain laughing as you go down in a James Bond kill scene and there's sharks in the tank.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yes, right? Is it 100% that?
I actually saw that commercial yesterday. We were just talking about it here in the studio that the new Barbie commercials are out. And I think they're good. I think they're nice.
Okay, I'm going to explain to you what this Take Back program is. And I think it's under the guise of being something good, but it's really a way to rob us of our retirement funds.
You're wacky.
Why am I so negative? Why am I the way I am?
Pretty cynical on this. Pretty cynical on this, coming from a cynical guy.
All right, so Mattel has these new commercials, and what they're doing is they're promoting this thing called a Take Back program. It's called Playback.
Playback, right.
But it's basically they're taking things back. So you go to their site, you print a free shipping label, and then they're encouraging you to send them your old Barbies, Matchbox cars, and Mega Bloks. Now, what they're claiming to do with them is that they're going to recycle them.
Sure, of course.
They're going to take these old toys, and they're going to create them into new toys, and then, like, this is kind of going to be the future and reuse and all that. But you're not going to pay me for my Barbies? Because I paid full price.
No, but they are paying you, right?
I mean,
they're paying you. They're not paying you at all?
You just
send them back for free?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Now, that's a part of the story I didn't really realize. I thought they were giving you a credit for, like, new toys that you would buy. Like, you would send them back and then be like, all right, you know, here's a $30 gift card. You know what I mean? You know how you do, like, with a cell phone when you sell your cell phone?
No, I thought the exact same thing. I thought you would get, like, a coupon in the mail and it'd be towards
like
a future
that,
purchase
right?
or something like that. I've looked over the website several times, and unless there's something I'm missing... No.
But that's got to be wrong.
Right? You're just doing good for the environment. Number one, click the Get Started button, fill out the return form. Number two, print your free prepaid shipping label that we'll receive by email. Number three, there's no number four, package the toys and send them back to us.
Wait. Are they just looking for Barbies? They're looking for all your toys.
Only Barbies, Matchbox cars, and the Mega Bloks. We're going to take all your money. We're going to take all your... So all I keep thinking about is, like, these toys are worth money one day. Like, if you have, like, the antique Matchbox cars, or I know that if you have, like, an original Barbie from, like, 1959 when they first came out, they can be worth up to, like, $23,000.
I mean, I would think it would be even more at this point if they have, like, the original packaging and all that. I mean, G.I. Joes. I used to play with G.I. Joes. And if you've got the big ones, like the Barbies, there was a first and second generation. But if you've got that first generation and it's intact, I mean, they're worth huge dollars.
But you get your free shipping label, package it up.
You gotta be missing something.
Right?
You have to be missing some detail on there.
Now do you think I'm so cynical? Like, I'm all about recycling. Like, I want to recycle. But I brought my Barbies in now. These Barbies used to be my Barbies.
And then, wow, really?
Yes, and like, we've had them for years, and then Hayden played with them, my 12-year-old, and then she packaged them away, and now they're back out from Dakota, my 2-year-old. Barbies, like, they don't go out of style. You play with them forever, so I don't understand why all of a sudden I would print this free shipping label and send them back to you, because you want, one day, they're going to worth the $90,000 each. That's what they're going to be worth.
So you made this maniacal child's laughter is actually the source of all evil. And the thing that we'll remember in the future once we look upon the day that Mattel, you know, picked all our pockets.
You decide what you want. I will not be participating in this program.
Wow.